right. Seeing none, we're going to move on to item 22, our Caltrans report. Good morning, Commissioner Eads.
Good morning, Chair Brown and members of the commission. Scott Eads, district director here with you today. I have a few items. I'll start with what is probably you've seen in the news, and that is a slip out near Rocky Creek Bridge on the Big Sur coast. Initially, it isolated around 1,600 people, around 1,000 residents, and then 600 visitors to the area. We've since been able to establish a convoy routine where in the morning at 8 a.m., we allow vehicles to come through the area with the pilot guiding the vehicles. And then again in the afternoon at 4 p.m., we're continuing to reconsider those times in coordination with the Monterey EOC. But the goal is really managing risk right now. The more vehicles and vibration we have in that area, the potential that it could, you know, continue to degrade. We're actively also, we already have a contractor on site, looking at ways to stabilize the slope. The goal in the near term will be to put up K-rail, temporary rail along that area. And then after the slope is stabilized to a degree where we have comfort with increasing the amount of vehicles there, then we will install a temporary signal system, which would allow for 24/7 access, limited still to one lane, but 24/7 hour access. So there's also a couple slides to the south, which is the other part of the isolation for those particular visitors and residents. And so we're continuing to work on those slides. Notably, there's Paul Slide, which the goal is to get that open in May. And then just north of that, still south of the community of Big Sur, is a fairly new slide called Regents, which is a very tall and long slide coming down onto the roadway that the specific way that slide has occurred, we need to get equipment on top of that and then slowly, well, as quickly as we can, move that material down working in all daylight hours. So that one we're looking at probably late July to early August to have it fully open. So we are looking at a duration of time with some closures continuing along the Big Sur coast. So just be aware if you're visiting down that area or intending to. Next, I want to just talk about a few funding opportunities. First, a couple at the federal level. The call for projects for three different programs at the federal level, Mega, Infra, and Rural, was just released. It's a consolidated application. And there's $5 billion available nationwide. I won't go into the details of the individual programs, but SEC RTC has been successful with this program in the past. We're happy to, you know, continue conversations around joint applications and ways that we can support RTC if there's interest in applying for these programs. The deadline for application is May 6th. And then the next program I want to talk about is it's a new federal active transportation grant program. It's called Active Transportation Infrastructure Investment Program. And it is similar to the Active Transportation Program or Safe Streets for All, which I talked about last time. So there's outreach meetings that are occurring by webinar, actually on April 9th. So that one's not really... guess that's upcoming still, but and then applications are due on June 17th of 2024. And then finally, a state grant program, the Active Transportation Program, which is programmed through the California Transportation Commission. They're going to be announcing that soon, and they're expecting to have the grants due in June 2024. And there's about $568 million available in funding. Finally, just wanted to acknowledge the fact that there's the biannual packet of projects that Caltrans has submitted. It's included in your agenda. Really for us, we wanted to give insights into things that we're working on in Santa Cruz County, provide an opportunity to coordinate with either RTC staff or local staff on, is there, you know, collaboration on any of these projects? Is there a desire for integrating additional elements that may not be already part of our project where we could coordinate, perhaps receive joint funding and then do something slightly different than what we're already planning. So really it's an opportunity to collaborate and coordinate on those upcoming projects, and that concludes my report. Happy to take any questions.
Mr.
speed limit issue on Ben Lohman on Highway 9 that has been brought to us, to the RTC several times. I just wanted to thank you to Caltrans for trying to work out just what this, how long this will be and so forth, and what process we go through. It's been really a great cooperative effort, and I look forward to it being completed soon.
Any other questions or comments from commissioners? Seeing none, do we have any public comment on this item?
Yes, Lowell Hurst here.